The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live in the fabulous Dogwater Studios in the biggest little city in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast with me, Nick Ramirez, your host this week as Rory is out at home healing his oral cavity. Chewy's still in the mines, but my beautiful co-host Jamie Lynn is here as is Dogwater Dick and Mofo Jojo.
Hot.
On the show we have theater nerds, Tommy Plunkett, Gary Kephart, and Mr. Dave Anderson.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, you barely brushed the post, so that's not bad.
You just like walked by it.
Just a little bit.
You Eskimo kissed it.
It might have taken off a little skin, but that's it.
I might have got a splinter on the post.
I think you're fine. You're fine.
Is the post wooden?
All right.
At least she didn't.
I always visualized it as metal.
Metal.
Yeah.
Bing.
At least it wasn't as fucked up as the first take.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you?
There's no takes. This is live. We don't do takes.
We would never have done this before and fucked it up and started over again.
Perfect.
That would not happen.
Nope.
No. Live from the recent past, for sure.
Totally.
For sure. Amen.
So, yeah, Rory had surgery on his mouth.
Can we pretend like the cat's away and the mice will play and we can just be totally crazy and get naked?
We can do whatever we want. We already
I
did.
Love
You're
that.
Not naked yet?
We're
all nude in here.
Kind of behind the times, but yeah. But when Rory's not here, we should have a great time because he's not here.
We do, and we start on time. And
like, oh, this is early. Weird.
Yeah. It runs smoothly.
We have never started at this time ever.
Yeah, it's still daylight out.
Like, I know. Like, yeah. Rory's not even stoned by now. It's totally not even correct. So
he's on some pain meds though at home.
Oh, he's stoned all right. Motherfucker. I wonder for if he sure. got good stuff. You know, it works better when meds. You smoke it.
What'd you really
say? I want pain meds.
Where do we let's go
I'm in
let's
pain, go to Rory's I'm in pain right yeah. now.
It's all hit up Rory.
Maybe he'll have leftovers next week.
Rory, we can do half now
and half, and half after the show.
Yeah,
he's home with Ricky right now. Oh, it's totally on a different screen, but thanks, Nick.
So Rick,
good job, Dick.
How was your weekend?
It was really good. I went to fucking Tahoe for the first time, and I went to my favorite beach, Hidden Beach, which is a clothing optional beach.
I saw your pictures.
Okay.
And so, but
for
it's
the
not,
first time?
For the first time this year.
Oh, okay.
And so, but it's not a creepy, it's not like Secret Cove. Secret Cove, last time I went, is creepy with a lot of gay guys with mirrored sunglasses, and everybody's really naked. Like, everybody's really naked. And, like, you feel weird if you don't have... But I haven't been there in a long time. I don't do that. But I go to Hidden Beach where it's, like, clothing optional, but it's not creepy. Sometimes you see a topless chick and that's about it. But the fucking crazy thing was there was a fucking DJ set up on the beach with a whole, like, setup and tables. And they were fucking mixing, like, fucking beats and doing all this crazy stuff. And there were all these wild, like... half naked, hot, young college people dancing and grinding it. And and I was with Dave, and Dave was having such a good time, and it was his favorite. He loves that music, and he was like, there's all these hot guys.
Is this
and
it's a fucking dream?
Right.
He was all,
this is gay heaven with this fucking music, and like all. And so it was really good time.
Part of me wants to go, and part of me doesn't want to go to gay heaven.
Which part?
I know which part doesn't want to go.
I think I know, too.
So wait. Did you find out what that was? What
no,
magical
but
secret?
We loved it. And I brought, I'm such a nerd, he made fun of me because I bring coffee and I brew it on the beach.
Rad. So,
but it's not just sad that I brew coffee on the beach. I also grind the beans. That's the part he made fun of.
Yeah.
Like I don't. So I've
he
got
was
like
right
a,
to make fun of
I've
me
got the
for
hand
that.
Crank grinder. Yeah. Like it's so ridiculous that I'm making coffee on the beach,
do
but
you
then
fire
I bring
roast,
a grinder.
Do you fire roast the beans too?
On the beach before I do that. Exactly. And people look at me funny and I'm like, it's really going to taste
You're
good.
My kind of guy. Let's get naked.
Fucking A. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't be
As
able to
you
tell
wish,
if you got
Mr. Ramirez.
Oh, that was the wrong sample. So dude, so that was really fucking good. And then to help get over my depression over the new house, I have been doing lots of homey things.
Homo
I have
things?
Been planting that too. No, actually, I've done nothing
Homeo
gay.
Things.
I've done nothing gay for days, for weeks, really.
Oh.
So it's sad. So if anybody wants to be gay with me, call the show.
Yeah,
and
meet him at that hidden beach.
I find the term hand crank on a gay beach disturbing.
Pretty gay. That's pretty gay activity.
It wasn't a gay beach except for the fact that I was there. So there's that. So life is really good, and I planted strawberries out front. And
oh, good.
Like, And so I've been doing stuff like that and planting seeds. And I feel a lot better because I'm doing homey stuff at the new house.
It's good. So, it's definitely garden time.
I love garden time.
Me too.
I wanted to take you mini golfing, but we didn't end up going.
Oh, and I thought about you when I was driving back from Tahoe. I thought, I wonder if today was the day that I could have gone mini golfing with Nick.
It was Sunday.
Okay.
Oh. I felt bad too because we got back from Lake Tahoe on Sunday in the afternoon. And
I went on Sunday to the fucking Episcopal Church, which I've been going to once in a while now too. I know everybody hates my topics. My topics are so stupid. It's like, and I went to the beach and then I went to church and I worked in my yard.
You went to fucking
church.
I
planted strawberries. Yeah.
So I went to fucking the Episcopal Church across the river from Java Jungle, that one downtown Reno.
That's a good one.
And they've been looking for a new priest and they got the new priest. They finally picked a guy and he's moving here from Florida. They announced it in service and he's a gay guy.
Yay!
Oh,
so the new Episcopal Church, the Episcopal Downtown Reno Church, the new pastor is going to be a gay guy, and him and his partner of 19 years are moving to Reno to take over. And so I'm excited to see what they do at the Episcopal Church.
Wow!
Right, so look for stuff to be more gay.
Are you going to become a gay Episcopalian?
I might. I really dig the Episcopal services. It's old school-y. Like, it's very Catholic-y, which I like, but they have accepted gays since 1973 or something.
Nice. I went to my gay hippie church, too, on Sunday.
Did they smoke weed and they have patchouli?
Kind of. They make the kids go away, and then we do all the grown-up stuff. But our pastor lady, or whatever you call it, I don't know, she's a lesbian. So yeah, we have gays too.
Is it Unitarian Universalist?
It's super Unitarian Universalist.
Shoot, I might go back to church.
Church is awesome.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only time I have wine.
Do they actually call it the fucking Episcopal Church?
The fucking Episcopalian, yeah.
No, that's what's written on the outside.
Fucking with an
fucking
apostrophe.
Fucking Episcopal Church, man. That was my
fucking. Well, that sounds like fun. Good weekend, man.
I'm sorry that there was no like show. I haven't been going out to bars and stuff because I have felt weird and I don't want to like go to bars when I feel
you have
weird.
Episcopalian guilt.
That no, so, it's more of the alcohol.
It's the
thing.
Like it's like don't go and So yeah, but let's
stay out of temptation, man.
Yeah, just while I'm not feeling right.
While you're feeling a little sad about your house.
Yeah, but it's better. I'm better.
You're
I've been
grieving.
Doing stuff.
You're going through a process.
Yeah, and I've been trying to be grateful anyway, and so things are good. And I went to High Point Coffee today and had breakfast. And Mike is so rad, and it was delicious, like it always is.
Hi, Mike.
I just missed you.
You did? What time were you there?
Gary lives there.
Oh, about 11.
Oh, you did just miss me. Yeah. I was there right after that, and I love their everything.
Awesome. Was that a commercial?
Yeah,
did we just do a commercial?
No, but they deserve it. Yeah, I love them. So Nick, what about you? Did you do anything?
Yeah,
you said
like
you went to Tahoe.
We went to Tahoe on Saturday. We went up to Skate House. They had this big
the show,
big skate jam called El Bolrito. They had pro and amateur tournaments in the bowl up there. That was inside. It's fucking beautiful, man. It's like a wooden swimming pool, crazy-ass swimming pool built for the skaters, you know?
It's wooden?
Yeah, of course. It's a wood ramp, you know, indoor bowl.
Dude.
It was made so good. And there's people were – I mean, and not just kids, like 40-year-old skaters doing fucking crazy, crazy tricks. And then little kids going so fast and doing tricks. And I mean, little kids like fucking teenagers. They're little kids to me. And then little kids out front, I think that – the little kids might be able to skate in the bowl, a couple of them, but they were doing the ramps outside, the outdoor ramps, and a lot of little kids doing good tricks. They all know how to ollie. Board's the same size as them and shit.
Skating is alive. Awesome.
Yeah. It was really, really beautiful. The Shames played. It was nice to see Mikey back after 4 months.
The triumphant return was as amazing as we would hope.
It was great. They were great. There more people were paying attention to the skating.
That always happens at a skate
jam. So it kind of helped take the pressure off them, you know, and make nice warm up for their Mary Anarchy show that's coming up on the 16th.
Oh my God, I'm red.
And they're gonna tear that set up for show.
That's a good soundtrack.
Do you
want to
play Mary Anarchy with me, by the way?
Me?
You're having a business meeting
Who's
right
talking now.
On now?
The... I'm looking at you.
Yeah, because see how my mouth is moving and saying words.
16th, sure. Sure.
Yeah. It was Saturday, I think, is when I play.
Yeah, you play Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. In the afternoon, like 3 something. Yeah. So.
It's
Be
shoot,
quick.
Shoot me
in and out.
Shoot
all right.
me a thing.
All right.
Cool.
I like the in and
you
out.
Guys got that?
Yeah. I'm glad we had this meeting, and I'm glad everyone knows. And that's, it's official.
You
got to
be there now.
Documented.
You got to be there.
But it's like you signed a contract just now, verbally.
It was a nice weekend. I got to, you know, we stayed the night, me and Mikey, and there was this awesome band, Terrible Timing. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but I think they're from Southlake. It's a pretty cool rock band. I say rock, like they kind of like Sublime-y, but not totally like ripped off Sublime, but kind of in that vein, like if they play that style. You know.
They're awesome. They're on my list. They're going to be
good.
In here.
Terrible
this
Time.
Summer.
Yeah, I heard they were going to be on the show.
Very
so that's
soon,
neat.
Possibly,
that was
maybe.
Neat.
Work it. Work it.
Right.
And yeah, and then FM Punks, dude. Those guys are fucking awesome. Daniel is a cool dude. He was there at the event, and we're going to be doing some trade or something.
Stuff is happening.
You know, some, try to get some Worst Little Podcast t-shirts. Maybe
Daniel's also on the
FN
show
Punks.
Very soon, too.
You know, in gay circles, trade is when you have sex with men for money.
What?
I know.
Is that so in straight said, circles, too, dude?
Okay.
I don't want that.
So,
wait, no, I don't.
So they're
going to
do
I
trade?
I do want that.
Well,
what?
Call it prostitution. No, but
I disagree with
prostitution
that.
Either way, dude.
I want in.
Whoa.
Well, not
okay.
All of it. Sorry.
Well, fuck my weekend. So you're gonna prostitute? For
wait,
real?
What? No?
Oh, okay. Just going to trade.
Just trade.
That's not really, yeah.
Barter. That
doesn't count.
Just trading.
All right. And sometimes it's not money. It's, you know.
Whatever. I snort all the time nowadays.
This is hard. Hosting is hard.
No, you're doing great.
So, anyway, to end the date, you know, me and Mikey got up. We went to a really nice little restaurant, and we went hiking up where I used to live, up in Myers, up in the forest and stuff.
Romantic.
So it was kind of cool to show her where it came from, and that was really cool. We came home exhausted, and I wasn't able to go mini golfing with you, Rick. So.
Oh, but we can do it late. And I was doing garden stuff. So, yeah, we can do it later.
Strawberries.
And we haven't had Jamie around for a while.
I've been missing in action. I've been
What did
busy.
You do for the past year that we haven't seen you?
It's been a couple
weeks.
Weekends, yeah. So I don't know.
Seems
I don't even
like
know what I did. I've been working a lot. We've had a lot of radio stuff. And we had Earth Day. So I went and hung out in the park and watched hippies all day. And then one time I think I just got tired and I didn't come.
Just that one time.
So, you know.
Remember that one time?
Last time I had a vagina injury. That's all I'm
I didn't tell. That was what I alluded to.
No, I know.
I didn't say it on the show, but I told everybody. Did everybody hear why she's not here? And everybody's all, no, I'm awful. I'm not going to say. I don't think I should.
No, it's fine. Come on.
What did you say? What was your text to me? It was like,
I said, I'm staying home with a vagina injury.
And I texted back, okay, we'll miss you. Sorry about your vag.
You did. And you spelled it V-A-D-G-E, which I appreciated. Instead of V-A-G, which is vag.
Like badge of honor.
Vagabonds. That's a good band
the
name, right? The Vagabonds, it's happening.
Oh, we can't, but Joe, you have to write it on the band
down.
Name.
Write it
list
down.
Downstairs.
But
that, what did we say, Vagabonds?
Vagabonds.
We're like stealing with that name right now. We are officially
hey,
the Vagabonds.
We'll forget if we don't do it right
I
now.
I claimed it. My vagina's all over it. It's mine.
A-D-G-E-C, yeah.
So yeah. Anywho.
Thank you.
How are things going on the radio?
Going really good. I'm still a part-timer. I'm still learning, but I'm got my on-air shifts Saturday and Sunday still.
Do you, okay, is it live?
It can be. Sometimes.
Or is it,
it's
is
both.
It that, okay.
It's both.
I want to say, I hate radio when they record everything ahead of time.
Well, honey, then you hate all radio.
I know, it sucks. I listen to Sunny 106.9 sometimes. It's not called that. It's like more
it's
or whatever
now.
It's
pretty much all tracked nowadays, dude, but you never know. We can fool you. I'm allowed to do both now, so that's
I have listened
a promotion. I'm allowed to go live now.
I've listened to it for years, and I have never heard
you
them
never
made
know.
A mistake ever,
right?
Ever, which
see,
just makes me feel like it's not real.
And when I record, I leave in my mistakes.
Thank
so
you,
you,
Jesus.
Can't tell.
Okay, yeah. So that's the best of both worlds.
Right. I try to just do it in one take anyway, just because I don't want to sound perfect.
Because I hate that. It always sounds utterly flawless, and I know that that's what they're shooting
boring.
For, but it's not real.
I don't
and
like
they never
it.
Announce the time.
Well,
yeah, right.
They're just like you, man. They can move.
Yeah,
you know. They can
oh,
move
I know what they're doing.
And,
I know that they're just building Legos for me. Right? I could build Legos myself.
It's
I want
the
them to fucking talk.
It's the man.
But I love it so
no,
much.
When I listen to KRZQ, though, they fuck up, and that makes me feel like it's real, and I like that.
But it might not be.
Right.
Not to shit on your radio parade, but it might not be.
Even if it's taped, if they leave it fucked up, it makes me happy.
But I'm going to fuck up some more.
Please.
Yeah. No, I love it, Nick. And I'm working hard and learning and going and, booking bands for this. We're booked out almost through July, so we're working on July already. So if you want to be on this show, call me. Mm-hmm. Get you on the list. So, yeah, I just stay busy.
That's great.
Yeah. And my vag is great.
It's healed.
It's better. Stories. Yeah, it's much better.
So did you, was
good.
It like a bike riding accident, or
no,
was it like
mayonnaise?
Well, was it something involving microbes? Like
maybe.
I know stuff happens down there.
If you've
I've seen it.
Put
before.
Poison ivy all over your junk. That's what it was like.
Oh my god, that's awful.
It was awful.
Did you like use the wrong lotion or something, or
no.
Allergic reaction? I'm not gonna ask. I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
Let's just say it sucked, but I fixed it, and I'm not contagious.
Oh my god.
It's not one of those kind of things.
That's good.
Good to clarify.
Yeah, yeah. And I want people to know.
Yeah, no, we would never. We would
all
cross
that
your
wrong.
Legs, honey.
Grateful.
Hey, Riku,
cry your vagina to sleep.
Words out on the street.
No, we're all good. We're back on track. Everything.
Open for business.
Yep. Yes, please. Ready for trade.
Don't rough up the suspect.
All right. Let's get to our guests here.
Oh, yeah.
So, from Laughing Owl Productions.
What is that?
Which is a brand new theater production, right? And Mr. Dave Anderson is spearheading this thing, right?
I am. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
It's
like a family reunion in here. We've all been friends for so long.
I used to live next door to Nick, and I would see him sit out on his porch at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and play the guitar, write music, and sing to Marianne.
Oh, God, that's going to make me
beautiful,
cry.
Beautiful memories. Aww.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah. And Laughing Owl is actually a product of that experience, as well as experiences that I've had throughout my life with very wonderful artistic people of different shapes and sounds and minds and intellects.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
She is a part of this, too. She actually was
pretty good
Tonopah.
I love Tonopah. They have a lot of, and they've got like deformities there a lot.
So in Tonopah?
There's a play about that, and Dave's probably going to do it.
Okay, so.
Tell us about Samuel Beckett's Endgame. This is your first production with your.
Inaugural production?
Yes, inaugural.
And we figured Endgame was the perfect title to start a production company.
Or imminent doom.
Exactly.
It's all over.
It's Theater of the Absurd, which means that we live in an existential universe where nothing really makes sense except what we say and do right now. I think existential philosophy had more effect in the music industry, actually, than it did in the theater. I've loved it forever. We did Waiting for Godot, which is probably Beckett's
my favorite
most
play
famous
ever.
I went and saw that. That was good.
Maybe the best play they say ever.
Weird.
I love it.
Funny.
Yeah. That was at Bruca, and that was many years
kinda
ago.
Kind of dumb, too.
Yeah. A lot of boredom, but the repetitiveness of life is part of the themes of the play, that our routines are indeed our existence, what we do every day, whether it's brushing our teeth, taking a shit, shooting people on the streets of Baltimore, whatever it happens to be, that's what we invent ourselves doing. But the motivation for the company came from the idea that Laughing Owls are extinct. And my wife and I feel very strongly that a lot of the plays that we want to do are extinct, that the playwrights have been forgotten, their messages have been forgotten.
The resurrection happened.
Yeah. We're more interested in what people with no talent are telling us about their lives on a day-to-day basis than we are about what great artists are writing on paper about human situations and the human condition. So we hope to present plays that are great. Number one, written by great authors over the last couple hundred years. And you won't see any psychotherapy for my life on stage. Or you won't see zombie plays. You won't. Sorry. There will be.
Well, that's being done elsewhere.
Everywhere.
Ad nauseum.
There's a place for that. Right. That's fine. But
there is a place for that. There is a place for that. It's true.
It's all good.
But there's also a place for what we're doing. And we think universities have kind of dropped the ball, too. They used to have an obligation to to, just like music departments and art departments and universities have an obligation to keep the past alive. In a rush to be great, I think we've forgotten what it truly means to be great, which is work. You got to work really hard every day to understand what it is that we're doing here on Earth. And our plays hopefully will do that. We're also bringing plays to a part of town that's east of Virginia Street, where perhaps there's not been a lot of activity.
It's right next to Jub Jub's.
It is.
Ooh. Oh, no shit.
It's
okay.
Right, it's in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, literally, they share a parking lot almost.
Well, that's easy to find, because we know where Jub Jub's is.
There you go. And we've got Latin Zumba on the other side of it.
Perfect.
So that's right.
Pretty crazy.
Really, yeah.
So, I mean, are you talking, like, are we going to have a little Oscar Wilde action, or what are you?
We are. We are.
Are you fucking serious?
I am serious.
When was the last time you got to see an Oscar Wilde play? Never.
That's, you know, the importance of being earnest. There you go. Oh. That was the first show I ever did, actually. It's weird that you say that.
Fuck.
But, yeah, he's the kind of author who would be indeed right up there on our list. And there's so many of them. Ibsen, Chekhov, Strindberg, Osborne, on and on and on. And they're just
Ozzy wrote plays?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Joan Osborne?
Before the music.
There's a lot of biting the heads off of chickens and stuff.
Oh, that's good. You can squirt blood into the audience.
Yeah.
That's real popular,
do
too.
We don't, but no chickens will be harmed. It's all fake.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We open.
They're all rubber chickens.
Not if
I have anything to do with it.
Now,
May 21st is when we open this particular show. So we're looking forward to that.
How long is the run?
8 performances, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thursday through Sundays. The Sunday shows are at 2. The other shows are at 7:30 before Jub Jub's gets too crazy.
Nice.
Okay. And where can people get tickets?
Tickets can be had by going to our website, Laughing Owl Productions, or going to. I'm looking at a piece of paper.
Do it louder.
Is that the flyer?
Do it louder. Okay. Yeah. Now we know you're really doing it.
Right. I can't read the flyer.
Do you want me to read
brown
it?
Paper so tickets?
Brown paper tickets.
Brown paper
words,
tickets.
Words. Laughing Owl Productions presents Endgame by Samuel Beckett. Produced by a special arrangement with Samuel French. Directed by Dave Anderson. May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. All performances held at 75 South Wells Avenue, Reno, Nevada, 89502. For tickets or information, please visit laughingowlproductions.com or email laughingowlprod@yahoo.com or call 775-384-9967.
That was extremely professional.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Jesus.
No vag, no vag problem there.
Yeah, right?
Could I ask a question?
I did that with my vag.
How many seats will you have?
Approximately 50.
Ooh,
perfect.
Yeah. Good question, Gary.
Intimate.
We've snagged some of the booths from the Grand Sierra.
Do they know that?
Of course they do.
We went in.
They were very pleasant to that.
Like, hey, where are you going with my booth? Put that booth
We're doing
back.
A play.
Can't have that.
Leave us alone.
Oh, then go ahead, sir, please.
I claim this booth for art.
If you're doing a play, take all the booths you need. Collaboration.
And are both of you guys in the play, too?
No, I have nothing to
Why
do with it.
Why the fuck are you here, Gary?
Well, Gary someone just stumbled in from the outside. It was raining, and he was cold.
Heard I could play some music.
Some junk I found with a bass guitar.
So today you're playing part of the bass player in our worst little podcast production.
Thank you very much.
A show.
Yes.
And Tom, are you in it?
I am in it.
He is.
Yeah.
But he can't walk.
That sounds cryptic.
I can't walk or see.
He can't see or walk.
Yeah.
But he can talk.
But it's the script is terrifying. It's
it's brilliant and hilarious too.
It's seriously the hardest script I've ever tried to learn, and I played Richard III, 3 years ago.
Harder than Godot?
Way harder than Godot. Way harder than Godot. Fun. Maybe not. I don't know. We were terrified every night before Godot, too. Even like closing night, Mike Grimm and I are sitting at our dressing table looking in the mirror going, we're not good.
I don't know my life.
As a director, I think I enjoy terrifying actors more than anything other part of the process.
I seriously, I am still so frightened by the script that astounding.
That you don't even want to talk about it.
No, it's like traumatic for me that, you know, I want to cover my head with the blanket and not.
Spoiler alert, there's a blanket. Yeah.
Not to give anything away.
Blanket.
Yeah. He's scared.
Yeah.
Tom and I go back, gosh, like 30-ish years.
What's that?
I don't know. It's a weird sound.
Motorboat. It's a motorboat.
What's happening, Rick? There's clicking.
That is the sound.
That would be the
coyote. That is Nick's phone, or Rory's phone that Nick is using. And does your ding still work?
Amazing.
It just went to sleep.
Okay.
That's
what it's all about.
Okay.
It's
we can
tired.
Just make our own.
That was the death of the
ding.
The
ding is dead.
It had a late night.
Yeah, it was like it had a rhythm that you were supposed to, you know.
And I was thinking, who is doing that shit?
Freaking me out.
All right, well, I'll just go ding when I like something. Can I go?
We got this. We don't need no stinking sound effects.
Where's Riku?
Can I go?
Yes, please. We need you, honey.
I wish we would have got her doing ding. That would be good. Maybe
ding.
We'll just use like
F and A.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good ding.
Letters.
So, who else is in the play?
Well, should we get to the song? How many songs do we
have? I
want
to hear a little more about the play and then get to the songs.
Okay,
yeah,
you're driving.
Settle down, Rick.
We got.
I have like we have like 1,000 songs.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
But there's only four
but
people
who's
in the
play.
Yeah.
Scott Beers is also in
Never
the play.
Never heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Love you, Scotty.
I haven't seen him in a play for a long time. A
very long time. Yeah. He's been out of it for a little bit. But
he's pretty awesome.
He's doing some great work, that's for sure. Chip Arnold, who also has been out of it for a long time.
17 years since he's done a play.
Wow.
So you're not only resurrecting scripts, you're resurrecting actors.
People. Yeah, this is like Christianity.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I once knew a guy who managed a cookie place named Chip. Is it the same guy?
No, he's a reverend.
I swear to God.
So Chip's Ahoy?
No, his name was Chip, though.
Mojo Jojo, no. I like that one, Tommy.
I can hear her laughing. That's a great laugh.
And one more, Jillian Palmer is also
Jillian.
In this show.
She's great.
She's raised several children in town of artists and musicians. Her son is a Broadway star, Sean Palmer.
Yep.
So it's really neat to have.
Hi, Sean, if you're
show.
Listening.
Yeah.
Which is also the name of a really famous snowboarder.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Not the same guy.
Not the same guy. Okay. No, that guy can't act.
Man, can he snowboard?
He can snowboard like a motherfucker.
He shreds.
I bet Jillian's Sean can't snowboard.
I bet.
So we're all covered.
Wow. Touché.
Is that the red-haired dude? The red-haired guy?
No.
No,
Tommy.
Tom, are you getting more and more farther away from your mic?
Yes.
Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
All right, Rick, I think you're right. Let's have some music.
Some music!
Since Gary
play
showed
stuff.
Up.
Tommy and Gary. And you guys play the wine walks, and what other things are going on with your...
We play the wine walks pretty regularly, playing Marianarchy. Mm-hmm. Coming up.
As you heard.
They're called Tommy and Gary.
And we just play like hippie music.
You guys have been together long enough that you need a name.
I thought
now.
We were the Vaginoids.
Yeah,
No! The Vagabonds? No, it's Taken. Taken.
Okay.
You can be the Vaginoids, though.
How about vaginal injury?
It actually smells pretty good.
I like vaginal injury. Yeah. All right.
That's it for tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reno Vaginal Industry.
The vaginal industry is a big industry.
But not in Washoe County.
All right, this is a little power reggae song called Burned Up. Jamaica, get the Babylon out of my head. When I came home, I was not alone. There was a reggae woman in my bed. She burned up all of my ganja. She burned up all of my bread. When she was through, I wonder, is it true? What was I thinking in my head?
what was I thinking in my head? I know she's a voodoo woman from the things she's done to me. She put me in a glance with only a glance. Now I'm hers for all eternity. She burned up all of my ganja. She burned up all of my bread. When she was through, I don't know what to do. What was I thinking in my head? What was I thinking in my head? Get the Babylon out of my head. When I was home, I was not alone. There was a reggae woman in my bed. She burned up all of my ganja. She burned up all of my bread. When she was through, I don't know what to do. What was I thinking in my head? What was I thinking in my head?
Of course she burned the toast. It's because she smoked all that ganja.
Yeah.
So. Am I living or am I dead?
Am I living and or am I dead?
It's an existential song.
It's very Beckett-like. It's very Beckett-like.
Exactly. Damn, Gary.
Nice bass.
That was some awesome bass. I know.
Sick.
Gary is,
he makes it look effortless.
Gary is like he's like the best side man in the world. First of all, he sings great harmony. He plays like lead bass.
He does whatever you tell
him. And has no desire to be the front guy, you know?
So, is that true? Yeah.
All he does is make me sound better.
He's nodding his head yes.
You know, you sound like, it sounds like if I took you to a gay bar, I would get laid with somebody else.
Wingman.
Wingman, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's the name of your band. Yeah, there you go, Wingman.
Wow. Wingman. Oh, that's a good
vibe. Gay Wingman.
Gay Wingman. Yes! So which one of you is gay is neither?
Exactly.
Neither one of us.
No, we're not gay.
Exactly.
Why? But it'd be okay if we were.
Right? Yeah.
I'll fight you.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I have a gay friend. Come on. Exactly.
I know a gay guy.
Yeah, we all do.
We do now.
We all have at least one gay friend.
Wait, is it me?
It might be. If you have to ask that question, it might be. But I think we were talking about dog water dick here.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm confused.
He's gay.
Allegedly.
It's all a facade. He gets more pussy than anyone I know.
Where do you think I got my injury?
Yeah. I'm sorry. She's not going to be able to make it to the show because I ruined her.
You wrecked it, Rick.
Oh, yeah. It's barely even there.
It fell out.
Bam.
Is that all yours?
Dang. Dang, Rick.
This is disturbing.
What are you talking about? This is mild.
Would you like some Vagisil?
Yes! Riku gets me.
Is that actually Riku?
It's actually Riku.
Allegedly.
That's awesome.
So we trick her into saying things, and then I had her say dirty car, and then I had her say rock sucker, and from that I got...
Dirty cocksucker.
Magic of
yeah, I said her, I had her say Bob Saget, and I had her say fast. I had to say fast or something, or fat, and then I got...
Faggot.
So, magic.
Clip it together and make it. I don't. Yeah, so yeah, it really is Riku. It's not like a pitch down.
God bless America.
It's okay, because it's gay.
But, oh, I really did have her say, would you like some Vagisil? That's actually,
that's
no
real.
Editing there. And then she goes, well, what does that mean? And I go, it's a lotion for when you're...
Vagina toothpaste.
Like, I didn't tell her that. I did not tell her what it was.
Wow. So. Can I this just... is an educational program as well.
Yeah. Learning.
Can we just come back every week and do this
yes.
show?
Yes. You can always do
that
like...
That would be fun.
Nope. Yeah.
You want to be the house band.
You have to go through me. Wingman, our house band.
Wingman.
Rick, can you hit our sponsors?
Oh, wouldn't it be great to do the sponsor? Okay.
We have sponsors?
I think we need to do that.
Hey, you haven't been here in a while, but check
you
this
guys
shit
have
out.
Sponsors?
Oh, I was here.
I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
Thank you, Spike McGuire.
Sexy.
RenoCarson.com. There, it's covered. All right.
That'd be rad.
How does one get to be a sponsor if one wants to be?
If one wants to be a sponsor, seriously, hit us up on the Facebook message. Jamie Lynn, she's good. Or, you know, any one of us, Rory, me, Rick.
Extremely affordable rates, and we will do as many or as few commercials as you like.
Yeah. I read flyers,
we're very,
apparently.
Very negotiable, and we make good deals. But, you know, if you're a friend of the show, ask for the friend of the show prize.
Trade.
That would include writing yeah. you a check.
And Jamie will trade you.
Yep.
Yeah.
While you're down there.
Yeah.
Wow, girl, you look like a squirter.
I only have a fax machine, though. I don't know what to do.
That's bad. You got more problems than yeah. advertising.
I'm living in the 90s.
So, yeah. You might not have enough money to sponsor, so that's cool. So, let's. When's your next show, fellas?
Show? Oh, this is a show.
Yeah. Well, we have. Oh, we do shows?
Your Merry Anarchy? Or is there another wine walk before that?
There might be. I don't know.
we'll be there though.
That was Tom fading
it's
off.
It's not your fault, Nick.
It's right around the same time. Actually, second. The Wine Walk and Marianarchy mm-hmm. are, I think, the same weekend.
16th
would
be the.
Third. Oh, that sucks.
Well, yep, and that's
same day.
Is that different crowds?
We're playing Marianarchy instead of the Wine Walk.
Oh, okay.
Good choice. Good choice.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do both.
Oh, we actually probably could do both.
What time is the White Rock in?
2 to whatever. 4.
Well, you guys, yeah.
2 to when I'm bored.
You might
bored.
Be able to do like a set there and then come over and
yeah.
do your thing over here.
It's always such a hassle.
Oh, we're animals.
I don't give
we're
a fuck. Animals.
Yeah, you got to be there for Merry yeah. Anarchy.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
the 15th yeah, and 16th
now,
of May.
Now, Merry Anarchy been very, very good to me. So
yeah.
A couple
yeah.
weeks away, kids, and it's suggested $10 donation. It's going to Rhiannon Box. We got 42 acts, a lot of comedy, a lot of music, different types, rock and roll, punk rock, power pop, crazy ambient stuff. And just come out and see the show. It's going to be great 2 days. At Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, 71 South Wells.
Merry Anarchy was awesome.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Tommy was a recipient one year, right?
Yeah,
how long ago
I
was
think,
that?
I think I have played every single Merry Anarchy, including the one that where I was the recipient because I had throat cancer, but I couldn't sing, so I just played one instrumental.
That's right.
But, I mean, it was a big help for me to pay off my medical bills between Marianarchy and Bruca Theater and my family. I'm very, very grateful for their help and grateful to be fucking alive for that matter.
Singing now.
So
you're singing.
You know, and you've been given
Amen.
All the years that you played before your year, and you played all the years after. So,
yeah.
I mean, man, you're doing your yep. job. You know,
and Rihanna's the same
it.
Way, right? She plays.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
band?
Totally.
She's
in Stabby Unicorn,
right?
With Eric and Daisy Foreman, and they played all bunch of Merry Anarchies, and it's just, you know, like the rules at Merry Anarchy are family first. Tommy's my brother, Rihanna's my sister, and we all love each other in this town, and we'll take care of each other, you know. And then after, if one of us doesn't get sick, you know, then we can extend it out.
Outside
or if we hear something about somebody who's needing help, we usually reach out to them.
Because there's been years that it was outside the art and music community.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. And then there's the blessed years where we give it to art and nobody's gotten, you know, an issue that year.
That's a good year.
Yeah, we need more
very
of
rare.
The love, the gratitude that you feel when you are the recipient is indescribable. Oh. Yeah, I.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I think he is, Gary. Shut up. That's what he's doing.
I was. Well, I mean, you know, first of all, I didn't know if I was going to die or not, and then I couldn't work, and I couldn't even drink water. And just having, you know, having friends coming around to take care of me, and then being able to go to Marianarchy and realize that, you know, what I had put into this, now I'm getting back, was pretty fucking awesome. Although the pictures of me, because I was going through chemo and radiation at the time, I looked like I was 90 years old. But, yeah.
But you don't anymore.
Right? Look at Jeanette.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah, I'm doing
we
right
can't because we're on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I look way better than you can even imagine.
It's amazing. Yeah. So good.
It's good.
Yeah, check the YouTube feed.
Fills my heart with hope and just gratefulness to the universe or the powers that be that you are better and cancer-free and, you know, you looking good.
There's nothing like having friends, man. There's nothing like having friends.
My brother.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and Rory, I hope your mouth heals soon so you can come do your job.
Your mouth injury.
Hard.
Yeah. Rory's such a fucking...
I think Rory and I have the same issue.
I was going to say, this isn't related to your injury, is it, Jamie?
I'm not saying nothing.
some sort of mouth infection.
Right? How convenient.
You know why it couldn't...
He had some teeth extracted. You know why it couldn't be, Rory?
Hi, I have a really small penis.
That's true.
So
no, I'm all about drinking pee. It's very sterile. Yeah, yeah.
That would be gross. Urine infection.
It's kind of creepy sometimes, I reckon, Rory. But I still love it.
I love it.
And want to say a shout out to Jess Blaze this week.
Whoop, whoop.
We miss you, girl.
Hi, Jessie.
Yep.
Your birthday is on the 6th. And it was 3 years ago that she left us. And so we're doing it tonight. But and for you listeners, we had a beautiful open mic for her at Jub Jub's, because that was her thing, man. She would go down every week just to listen, just because she loved the music. She didn't play, but and she'd get her bands together and throw shows, and she was the consummate supporter, a lot like Marianne. And,
very much.
Miss both those girls so much, and May's always hard because of that, but we have things to do for it, so that makes it a lot easier.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Yep. So on that note, let's have another song, and then we're going to get into the meat of the show, and then we're going to get her going.
And then the potatoes.
Right. So this is a song by the new Riders of the Purple Sage.
Some of them are girls.
try to make it one more night. When I'm left all alone at last, I feel just like I'll die from fright. I'm just a lonesome LA cowboy, hanging out, hanging on through your window ledge, calling your name from midnight until dawn. I've been smoking dope, snorting coke, trying to write a song, forgetting everything I know till the next line comes along, forgetting everything I know till the next line.
Clapping button.
Clap, 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 clap. I mean, clap, wait, real. I guess I can just clap. Real clap, real clap. The clap.
Awesome, you guys.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You guys were in a band together, Wolpertinger.
Yeah, we did the podcast once.
Yeah, yep. Remember that.
Yep. So that's best that. Known for the podcast.
Ding!
Throughout the world.
What's oh, and didn't you have some that? Cute young gay guy or something?
Yes.
Andrew?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You still have him?
Wasn't he like Morrissey, just didn't have sex or something?
the guy's not here to
defend himself?
To explain himself. So
but that's you know, Wolfgang.
What he did explain to me is that to him, being gay, the sex was sort of not the main thing, but most of us that, you know, that's what we think.
Right.
And he said that's not it. It's not that at all. That's Whoa. A byproduct.
Yeah. No, indeed. The
it's like, oh, that's a little eye opening.
I like that.
Wow.
No, yeah. Really. The best part about being gay is cuddling with men.
Oh, me too. So, yeah. I mean,
oh, you're a bear.
Yeah.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
That's right.
That too.
Chewy, you always got to say something. Yeah. Dick.
Wow. But where's that band? What's happening? Why? What? Where's?
Nothing.
Explain it.
Nothing. Well. Nothing's happening.
Wolfgang is so creative and amazingly talented that
it was good stuff.
He has some of the requisite issues that very creative people have.
Oh. Taking care of himself right now.
Yeah,
though.
He's a writer of many things.
He's
an artist. He plays music.
He's an actor. Really good actor. I've directed him in shows. I've yeah.
And that imagine what that can do to your head.
Yeah. You know, when you listen to the director commentary on John Waters doing some of his old movies, he just looks at the credits as they roll and he goes, God, all of these people are dead. he said that it was all the stuff that killed the creative community. He's like, you just look at this and it's so sad the creative people die
it's
so
a lot.
Often.
It because sucks it, you. It strains you.
You're a little crazy and that's what makes you so awesome. And
I just saw the Bobby Slayton poster on your wall. That's fabulous.
He signed that to us. Slayton. You see where it says worst little podcast, motherfucker?
I'm not that close to it.
So no Wolpertinger music right now.
There's a lot of music that people haven't heard that Wolpertinger has done. So it's
unreleased
a matter of,
tracks?
Right.
Like Hendrix.
You had one album out, right?
Two
albums.
And we had a third one essentially done. But
maybe Dave could play them in the lobby of his theater.
Very good.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I didn't always get invited to play on all
Sorry.
The albums.
Sorry.
But you're not mad about that?
It was bitter,
but not bad.
Big difference.
He's
like
over
that.
It. And it wasn't kind of talent me. Related. Cool. It was expediency.
Well, we love you, Wolfgang, and I'm glad you're taking care of yourself.
We love you, Wolfgang.
In my mind, everyone's listening right now.
And so I will ask him if we can play some of the new songs somewhere.
You should ask
somehow,
Dave, too.
Because they're really good. They're even the ones that he decided he didn't want to use.
Yeah, so. we had another show sometime, and we could play the new Wolpertinger album on our podcast.
The whole album.
Maybe.
if it's short enough.
Short enough, yeah.
It's better.
Fit into my 5-minute spot. Yeah, no, that would be great. I'll mention that to him because I'm sure he'd dig it, you know.
Yeah, see if we can get something. Maybe get him in and we'll say, hey, what's up? How's it going? You getting better?
I'll talk to him. I'll work my magic.
There you go.
Wow. I think the social anxiety would be less with just a few people here.
Yeah, totally.
You know, we'll give him some Xanax and fucking sit
down. The tapestry and the lights.
Yeah. He's been there and done that.
Tapestry is very soothing.
He's a tremendously talented man, and we love him.
We do. Yeah. Awesome.
Very
so
cool.
Can I want to know a little bit more about Laughing Owl Theater Company. So this is the inaugural show, but what's
show.
Coming next? Do you have a season? Are
no
you going
to
pick a season?
No clue.
This is it for now.
No,
I like that.
You're living on the edge, baby. Yeah. I love that.
We've purposefully rejected traditional forms of community theater.
Right.
No seasons. We're going to do project to project. We're going to do a youth Shakespeare workshop. Love and Death of the Shakespearean Actor in July, just to compete with all the other Shakespeare.
You got
to,
right?
Why not?
Will that be part of Art Town?
No. Okay. No, it won't be part of anything.
They wouldn't be
rejecting everything.
Even if they asked them, they'd say, fuck you, Art Town.
Yeah, we reject
it.
We
do what we
our,
want.
Art Town on its face.
So you want to do.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
You want
to do. All right, got
face.
There you are.
Face Art Town.
Face.
So not only full length productions, but classes and teaching and workshops. What are your intentions with this town, sir?
The entire menu. You just described, yes. The educational element, we'll see how that grows because it's really just me right now teaching.
Yeah, but you are a brilliant mentor of mine personally, and
well,
I've been lucky
you.
Enough to
That's
be
nice
directed
to
by you. And every time I have, I felt like I just went to theater school. So I thank you. And I hope to be a part of the future of Laughing Owl.
Anytime anybody gets in an elevator with
I'll
me, they
myself.
Think they've been to theater school.
You have that energy. You radiate. I'm excited for you, Dave. I'm happy and proud of you.
I want you
to watch this unfold, and I want to be a part of it.
Me too.
Yeah. Even though Dave is like my peer, really, I feel the same way as Jamie does about it, that every time that you've directed me, it's been a learning experience and an honor that you chose me, you know.
But like you said earlier,
that's
it's the work.
Cool.
You're one of the few people I've worked with that just fucking goes in and does work. It's not ego. It's not anything else. It's we're making theater. We're working.
You know,
we're working.
It's
and that's
all
what
about,
I do.
There's really one,
get dirty and work.
One requirement of us theater people, and that is to serve the playwright. However we do that, it's to serve the playwright.
Do
not
your work.
Actors. It's
nothing
not
else. Nothing
costumes.
Else.
It's not paint. It's all about to serve the playwright. So if, as long as you keep that in mind, then everything sort of
that's your
falls
priority.
Into place. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So are you going to be – can people submit plays to you if they want to do projects? Because actors and people are going to hear about this and they're going to come
It sounds like
scrambling.
You're only doing people who are dead.
Well, there's still some living people. You're
We're
right.
Not dead yet.
I really feel, particularly in the theater arts, that to make a judgment about somebody's work –
while they're living is usually a product of commercial response. It's not really about the art that the person created. I feel like there's people out there who have written stuff and are alive, but they don't get performed because it's not starring Vanessa Hudgens or something. So
she's popular with the kids.
Vagina right. Hudgens?
Yeah, she's actually on Broadway
Vagina
right now.
Hudgelson.
I kid you not. Gigi is on Broadway now starring
right,
Vanessa
no,
Hudgens.
Right.
Brandy is in
a very
remake
celebrity-driven
of Chicago.
Broadway right now.
The
That's
singer,
right?
The,
yes, yeah, who okay. killed the person. Brandy, the car. She killed the person.
Oh, she's in a drunk driving?
No, she's in Chicago, the musical.
Oh, I never saw that.
She's just open.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
far, far away.
But resurrecting the career through Broadway. And that, yeah, it seeps down to the community level, too.
It's like the cool thing to do for celebrities, go get some street cred by doing a Broadway show and, like, slumming
right.
it with the actors.
That's right. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Irregardless of your talent.
Yeah. yeah. Or the quality of the work.
Right.
You know, it might just be like, Gigi, come on. Why are we doing Gigi after all these years, you know? And I feel that way about some of Shakespeare, too. How many more Midsummer Night's Dreams do we need to see? You know, I mean, it's a funny play, but good Lord, it's like watching the Lucy show with the grapes 5,000 times.
You just lost half the audience.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Insulted
no, Lucy.
Gary,
they're not
listening.
Fuck
Lucy. Yeah.
I'm fucking listening to this shit, Gary. Come
I'm
on.
Keep going, Dave. Yeah.
I'm digging
theater
it.
Crowd.
Fuck Lucy.
Yeah. Dave's rejecting everything.
I fucked Lucy.
I'm pretty much rejecting everything.
Richard III was way more fun.
No, but you can do anything you want now, Dave. You can do anything. It's so open.
And we've done a lot in Reno. I've worked at UNR and lots of different places in Reno. So and through the years, so it's got a perspective that I think allows me to make some decisions like that. I think the youth of Reno need a place to Amen. Perform, whether
work.
It's acting and work and learn or music or comedy or whatever it might be. But right now they're funneled into these little clubs and safe places that have nothing to do with imagination.
So you're going
to
see
risk.
What kind of projects strike you when they strike you.
That's
and
right.
maybe in 6 months you'll do another full production or maybe not.
It's funny because I've had a couple people approach me, and both of them have approached me with titles by unknowns or by stuff they've written themselves. And I'm like, no, that's not.
There's
not
your idea.
Yeah.
There's plenty of that right. going on already.
Exactly.
There's plenty
a place
of
for that.
Venues yeah. for that.
And there's you a want, lot of great yeah. stuff that's just sitting around not being done.
That's right.
That needs yeah, to be
right.
done. Maybe.
And that young actors need to be exposed to classics and be able to perform classics
right.
to grow in their craft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
like
good
it.
Point.
I dig it. Cool, Dave.
So how does one with your non-plan, how does one pay the rent?
That's just, you know, it's a great question.
Squatters.
We made
trade.
We made an
ding.
Yeah, trade. But I mean,
the, wishful thinking.
The Koch brothers.
Yeah.
Not the ones you're thinking of.
we buy and sell fish tickets. That's what we do.
Hippies. Fucking hippies running
it's all
theaters.
Based on trade and
that's right.
It's health.
No, it's a good question. And we approach from the point of view, okay, we got X amount of dollars, and we could either buy, you know, $50,000 worth of booze and pay a few months of rent and open a bar.
Or go to Jump Jump.
Or we could you know, invest this money for and make it last as long as we possibly can without worrying about paying the rent. I mean, we've already paid it, but you know
okay.
what I'm saying. So we're not, at least yet, we're not dependent. Now, those commercial pressures may sneak in, and we may be doing The Odd Couple before before you know.
See
it.
How it goes.
But, yeah. Face Neil Simon.
That's right.
So face.
Fuck Neil Simon. Fuck Neil Simon.
Yeah. Had his turn.
No, it's a great question though, because that's of course what confronts most folks trying to start arts organizations of uh-huh. any kind, and we don't have, you know, we're not backed by Google, but we do have enough to get ourselves a little steam going. Is how we're looking at
That's
it.
That's really cool.
And you have the talent to
We
to
think
pull
we
it
have
off.
The talent. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just
and the
among
people
friends,
that are going to come out of the woodwork
yeah.
is exciting too.
Yeah.
It's going to open some
That's
doors.
That's how I got
yeah.
here.
Yeah, there
I know, Gary, and that's how you're leaving.
It's a tight fit. Jamie.
I brought you into this pod. I can take you out.
Yeah, there are lots of long-term theater people in Reno that are pretty excited about what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's so, cool. There's room for everybody, and this is a spot that has not been filled. and there's room for it too. And I'm happy we're all coexisting and this is happening.
I love our town.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool town.
Woo. It's getting bigger and better.
It is.
Yep.
Consciousness.
Broader. Yeah. It's good. Speaking of broader.
More broad.
More broad.
Yeah, more broad.
How's that? More broads.
Could you give me Rory's music for the quiz?
Oh, it's
as
happening.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku.
I like that.
It's time for the worst little quiz in the world.
Oh, God.
My friend Jamie is going to take over this week and quiz you three.
Be very afraid.
On some, we're going to do a little twist on it and make it a little more theater-oriented.
These
ready?
Totally ready. These are serious, important questions, and you will win or lose this quiz based on Nick's point-giving decisions.
That's right.
So we usually, Gary's already done the quiz. Tommy's already done the quiz. Dave's never done it, but I kind of tweaked it a little. It's not going to be as raunchy and porn-oriented as you would have hoped.
We have a little.
Can it be a little
why
dirty?
Did we come here?
Yeah.
Why didn't
I'm trying
we?
Trying to be nice to Dave because I like Dave. Jesus. All right.
Cross your legs, honey.
Thank you. Thank you, Riku. All right. Let's just start off with an easy one. Dave Anderson, what is the first album you ever purchased?
Thunderball. The theme to Thunderball.
Wow.
Sorry. That's what it
is. James Bond.
James Bond, yeah.
Interesting. Gary Kephart, first album you ever purchased?
It was a Cream album. I'm not even sure which one.
Disraeli Gears.
They'd never had titles.
Probably.
Cream number three. Okay, Tommy Plunkett.
Revolver by the Beatles.
Jesus.
Okay. Old people have the best answers for that. I swear.
Careful,
it's like
careful,
at least for
Rick.
Other old people.
Well, I mean, compared to, like, you know, the kids are always like, well, it was Beyonce, but then I got better.
I got, No Effects and Incubus.
Yeah, the first Justin Bieber album.
Right. Or like New Kids on the Block. But, you know, then I found out what real music was.
So on a similar note, this is kind of weird and you might not remember. Do you remember the first play you ever went out and purchased? Like script in your hand holding that book. Dave.
It would have been Shakespeare.
A Shakespeare
anthology.
A complete works.
Correct.
Gotcha. Gary?
I have them given to me to read and critique.
We give
I have
them
never
all to
I have
you.
Never bought
You've
one.
Never bought a play.
I've never bought a no.
Interesting.
Free I may movie. Have had a book of plays
That's
at some
why
point.
Accidentally.
That's why playwrights are broke.
Yeah.
Well, right, thanks,
Sorry,
Gary.
Sorry, it's all my fault.
Fucking up, playwrights. Okay. Tommy Plunkett, I see you thinking. No one else can see that.
I'm thinking it was five plays by Sam Shepard.
Good choice. One of my favorite men.
High points
all
for
right.
that.
So, next question. Anyone in the world that you could fight, fist fight, Dave Anderson? Anyone in the world, living or dead? Who do you want to punch in the face?
Man.
Anyone.
Such a long, long list.
Narrow it down quickly.
Okay. Ted Cruz.
Whoa. Ooh. Do you want to elaborate a little bit about why?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Gary Kephart.
We're on a roll here. Ted Nugent.
Ooh. Tommy, do you have a Ted you want to punch in the face?
Man. Teddy Roosevelt.
I hate that faggot.
Yeah. Nice glasses. For real.
It's a sketchy motherfucker.
Okay, normally in the quiz, this is where it gets a little bit raunchy, but I tried to make it a little more fun. When did you lose your theater virginity? Take that however you want to take that, Dave. When did you lose your theater virginity?
I was five.
And under what circumstances?
I was five in a church.
Aw, were you playing one of the wise men? Or?
I was the little drummer boy.
Aw,
nice.
You would make a great little drummer boy.
I give you a couple points for that one.
And said you've been in love ever since.
That's right.
Gary?
Well, it must have been in the light booth at high school.
Nice.
Because that's usually where I was.
Right?
Oh, me too. Smoking weed up there, stealing costumes from the last production.
Wearing dresses, wearing the ladies' dresses.
I still have tails I stole from the school.
No, taking the dresses off.
Do you like it in your face?
Tommy Plunkett, when did you lose your theater virginity?
I believe I would have to say in high school, lip-syncing Fool on the Hill in front of my class.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know if that's...
Faggot?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I deserve that.
You should have been able to play that.
And okay, on a realistic virginity note, did you ever fuck in the theater? I want to know. Tommy?
Ooh.
Did
Good
you ever
question,
have sex in
Jamie.
The theater backstage? Not with me. Don't look at me. Come on. It's fine. We used to be married. It's cool.
Yeah, we need a disclaimer.
We did it legally.
I wasn't sure if you were going to tap into that. That's why I did not ask.
No, it's cool.
Okay.
It's no secret, Nick.
All right.
Yes.
And under what circumstances?
There was a barber chair in the middle of Subbruka.
Interesting.
Oh, he even got specific.
Gary, wow. Gary, have you ever done it in the theater?
Tommy, I thought you weren't going to tell.
Gary. Oh, so you have the same answer? Gotcha. Okay, Dave Anderson, did you ever make Whoopi in the theater?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Do you want to talk about it, or is that it?
Well, I had a key to the University of Hawaii's theater.
Hawaii. Then you got laid in
just
Hawaii.
Let that
so to speak. So,
you know.
All right. Thank you for indulging. Indulging? That's not even a word. All right. If you could play any role in the world, favorite play, what role? What's your role, Tommy? What do you want to play that you haven't played yet?
Unfortunately, I'm like too old to play some of the roles that I really wanted to play, like Brick in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. But
Pick one. You get one. Dream role.
One day there'll be like an old folks home version of that, though, where all the actors will be like in their 80s, and I bet you could bust in on that.
And they won't even know they've done it.
Shit, you know, I've really kind of...
Don't say you've played every role.
I've kind of played
you're not done.
A bunch of them. I'm going to pass.
Okay. Gary, I know you're not an actor.
Being essentially a non-actor, yeah.
Is there any song you want to cover that you've never covered before?
Oh, they've all been covered.
You've covered them all. Dave Anderson, what's your dream role to play?
Well, not really.
I've moved on from Gary. I'm bored.
Yes. King Lear.
King Lear. Didn't you already do that?
No, I directed it.
Oh, right.
Dave
I imagined you. Right. Okay. Bastard. Good answer. Yeah. Okay, changing topics. Let's stick with Dave Anderson. If you were in a buddy road trip movie, who's going to be your sidekick?
Dean Martin.
Ooh, nice.
Gary?
Oh, boy, thinking on my feet here.
Buddy road trip movie. Who's accompanying you on this road trip?
Oh, it'd have to be Ray Walston, my favorite Martian.
Oh, my God.
You guys are old.
Yeah, we really are.
Tommy Plunkett, road trip, buddy, movie, sidekick, who? Go.
Chill Wills.
Yeah.
You're saying things I don't understand.
I didn't get that one.
Do you want to elaborate so us youngins can know what the fuck you're talking about?
Google is your friend.
God damn it. All right. And the final question is, if you had a free pass, what actress you want to do?
Oh, gracious.
I already know your answer.
Do you?
Want me to answer
I do
for
too.
You?
Yeah.
Tommy's going to fuck Kate Winslet. All right. Oh, Gary Kephart,
well,
who's your actress?
An old guy again. It would have been Gina Davis when she was a little younger.
Sexy time. Dave Anderson, what actress of all time, if you could have a free pass for one night?
All time.
Any time. Yeah.
Katherine Hepburn.
Oh, she could take home off a trailer hitch.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And that is the end of the slightly altered theater nerd quiz.
That was only slightly altered, and it was very nice.
Now for the rapid fire.
Rapid fire!
Bonus points! Ready?
Go!
Okay, Tommy Plunkett, who wins in a fight, donkey or a walrus?
What?
Who wins in a fight, donkey or a walrus? You heard me.
The Chewbacca question.
Rapid. It's called rapid fire.
I have no... A walrus.
Gary, donkey walrus.
Oh, walrus for sure.
Dave, donkey.
Walrus.
Nice. Do you want to be deaf or blind?
Blind.
Deaf or blind?
Blind.
Deaf.
All right, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer, because I already beat it once.
Kicked its ass! Fuck Gary, me. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Okay. Dave Anderson, let's go back around the other way. Cut or uncut?
Cut.
Uncut.
Nice.
Cut.
Dave Anderson, gay or ginger?
Ginger.
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 Oh, no gay. Sorry, Rick. No gay.
Homophobes.
If you could only do one thing for the rest of your life, Tommy Plunkett, would it be theater or music? You can only have one.
Oh,
you can only have one.
Fuck.
I know.
Running.
I know.
That
theater
is a fucked
or music?
Up question.
Pick
is
one.
A fucked up question.
Rapid fire.
You couldn't do musical theater at all.
Exactly. Unacceptable loophole.
No, I hate musical theater, actually.
Theater or music?
Music.
Gary?
Music.
Theater.
Ooh.
Not surprised.
Okay, Dave Anderson, if you could only listen to one band for the rest of your life, Fish or the Dead?
Oh, that's such a
that's fucked
question.
Up as well.
I know.
Exactly.
I know. I didn't say this quiz was going
to
be easy.
It'd have to be The Grateful Dead.
Ooh, Grateful Dead specifically.
Okay.
I've heard The Dead a lot more than Fish. I would have to go with Fish.
Fish or Dead, Tommy?
Fish.
All right, you want to get beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Been there, arrested.
What's the difference?
Oh, wow. Ding, ding,
keeping
ding,
it
ding,
topical.
Ding. And one final rapid fire question. Raquel Welch or Marilyn?
Raquel.
Yeah, I'm a Raquel.
Marilyn.
Ooh. All right, that is the end of your quiz. It's rapid fire close, and all.
Close run, but clearly Dave Anderson is the winner.
Yeah!
With 1,107 points.
Nice.
Wow.
Tommy was a close second with 930. And Gary had 670 points. I'm sorry,
Gary. Aw, good try,
Gary.
Crawl
out the way I came in.
What the fuck is the criteria for...
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, it's...
It happened.
It's actually Criterion, and it's Nick's whim.
Yeah. The Criterion is my whim. Is right?
Right.
Did I say it right?
What? That is exactly right.
Good job, Nikki.
All right, good job, you guys. So, what's coming up this week? What do we have coming up? Rick, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Yay!
I'm doing
awesome.
Nothing.
Awesome.
So,
you don't have any bands or anything?
Next show. No, this is the second weekend. Unless somebody calls me out of the blue. It was Mother's Day weekend, so nobody wanted to record on Mother's Day weekend.
As they shouldn't.
And so I'm going to spend time with Mom.
Aww. Oh, good. That's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Jamie Lynn, what are you doing?
Work. More and more work. I'll probably do some work. Mom stuff, but yeah. I'm right gonna on. Go on tour with the Vagabonds. It just starts.
You're somebody's mom.
No, well, that's a long sort story. We'll save that for another show.
Well, I'm gonna remind people to go out Saturday, May 9th, which is my weekend coming up. The Liver Scars are playing with Me Time, Machine Gun Vendetta.
Oh, I love them.
And Surrounded by Thieves from Vegas, who are really good. It's all happening at Shays this Saturday coming up, May 9th. And then, of course, next week's the big Merry Anarchy, 15th and 16th of May.
Getting ready.
Friday and Saturday, 42
I'll be
acts.
There.
Tommy will be there.
Gary will, too,
because
he's
How many
committed.
Merry Anarchies have there been?
This is number 11 of the summer edition.
Lucky.
That's all? I thought it was more than that.
Well, that's just the summer edition.
Well, and then edition. The winter ball, we have had five or six or something. Let's see.
Since eight. It went to twice a year.
Actually, we've had like seven winter balls.
Yeah.
I believe. All right.
Something like that.
So total, it's like a lot.
Yeah, it's like 16 times we've done it. Well, 17 if you count the original with Marianne. Who
17
was
balls.
In
what are the hours, kind of, for those of us that
yes.
can't figure out?
Well, it's
hours.
Basically business hours, man.
Oh, really? Starting at noon?
Friday, we start a little later. We start at 4 because it's Friday, and a lot of people won't even get off till 5.
People
but
go
we
to
have
work.
So many bands yeah. that. People are willing to play at 4 o'clock. So we start at 4 o'clock
awesome.
On Friday. Saturday starts at 2 o'clock. It doesn't get done till 2 in the morning, folks. So, you know, in and out all day, 12 hours of entertainment and really good vibe, lots of love in the room. It's almost like a family reunion a lot. And
Golden
the family just keeps
action?
Growing every year.
No.
Riku might be there at the beginning. I think the Princess Bombs are going to do a little set at the
going
beginning
up.
On Friday. And Rory will be hosting as usual, as long as his throat's better, or his mouth.
Well, he's got to go. His mouth.
His mouth.
I got something for his mouth.
Yeah, me too. Hey-o.
And I'll be hosting as well. So please come out for that. And it's all for Rhiannon Box. The keyboard is from Stabby Unicorn, a fine woman. She also helped do the music on Nowhere Nevada.
Yeah.
So. Thank oh, you, fuck Rhiannon. Cool.
She's a great,
amazing,
great woman.
So.
She's got MS. She just did the MS walk thing, and I don't think we've ever addressed MS before, so I think I'm happy with my choice this time. Yeah, cool. So that's a good thing. And then June 5th, I know it's a little ahead of schedule, but I want to pump it up a bit. Actually, you know what? Right after Merry Anarchy, I also play with Kevin Seconds on May 21st, your opening night. So if you can't get tickets to opening night to Laughing Owl, then come on over. Come on over to Kevin Seconds at Shays.
What time does that start?
I believe it's an early show, so come at 7 or 8
okay.
or something. So we got that going on. And June 5th out in Fallon, you want to see the Shames and the Liver Scars at the Daily Grind on Friday, June 5th.
I would love
so
that.
That's my schedule coming up. Boys, will you play one more song
yeah.
to get us out of here? And before we do go, will you tell us again when the play is and
sure
all that.
Endgame by Samuel Beckett opens May 21st, plays for 8 performances those 2 weekends. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Sunday shows are at 2. The others are at 7:30. 75 South Wells Avenue is the location of the theater, right across the alley from Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
Awesome. You can get your tickets on brownpapertickets.com.
LaughingOwlProductions.com as well. 384-9967. Call them.
Like us on Facebook.
Like.
All right.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
God damn it.
Chewy. You just
I like that too.
Golden showers or bukkake? Go.
Oh, we forgot that one. Damn.
Oh, there we go.
So, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Rick, for Laughing Owl Productions, Tommy and Gary, for Jamie Lynn and Mojo Jojo in the back, whoop, whoop. I'm Nick Ramirez saying thanks for listening. Life is short. And me and Rory, we both love you. Good night, ladies.
Well, I ride on the mail train, can't buy a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning on your windowsill. Well, if I die, baby will. Well, don't the moon look good, Mama, shining down through the trees? And don't the brake man look good, Mama, flagging down the double E? Well, don't the sun look good going down below the sea? Don't mind fine when she's coming after me. Well, now the winter time is coming, the windows are filled with frost. I went to tell everybody, but I could not get across. Well, I just want to be your lover, baby. I don't want to be your boss. Don't say I never wanted you when your train gets lost. Well, now I ride on a mail train, can't buy a thrill. And I've been up all night, leaning on your windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, and if I don't make it, you know my baby will. I said if I don't make it, you know my baby will.
Look, all I'm saying is if you still want to smoke pot,
Dog War Studios,
then be prepared to spend a lot of time laughing with your friends. Think about it.
Sweet.